Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in You Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Those that hear what you're saying through this vessel, God, may they hear and repent and prepare themselves for the days ahead. We thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer, God. We thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. For prayer changes things, God. Help us to cry out, God. Help us to cry out daily for our families, God. Help us to cry out daily for the nations, God. Help us to cry out daily for our cities, God, and our community, God. Help us to cry out, God, for our schools, God. Cry out for our businesses, God. Cry out for all the abominations that is done in the world, God. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you, by your Spirit, God, will hear the righteous, God. Hear those who enter into your presence, God, because of walking in holiness. For you said, for we are to worship you in the beauty of holiness. And God, you said, without holiness, no man shall see God. Help us, Father, to walk in your word and keep your commandments, and then you can mark us for a miracle, God. Mark it in our foreheads, God, for the time of judgment is here in America. Time of judgment begins at the house of the Lord, God. The time of judgment is in all the earth, God. And Father, you see all the evil that's in the world, and you know all about the perverseness, God. You know all about the filthiness of the flesh, God. You know all about the faithfulness, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, God. Help us to walk in your word, God, and be all that you call us to be, God. Yes, Father, we renounce, we rebuke, we bind and take authority over every evil spirit, all spirits of divination, spirits of consulting with images. We take authority, we rebuke, we renounce, and we bind and take authority over spirits of enchantments, spirits of spells, spirits of tricks, sorceries, charming spirits, spirits of enchantress, every spirit of an enchanter, spirits of witchcraft and warlocks, familiar spirits, spirits of necromancer, every seducing spirit, every spirit of pretending to the supernatural knowledge of Jesus Christ, every spirit of deception, every spirit of wizardry, every principality, every powers, every spirit of rulers of darkness of this world, every spirit that's in wicked places, in high places, every antichrist spirit, every false accusing spirit, every oppressing spirit, every depressing spirit, every whoremongering spirit, every perverted spirit, spirits of strong delusions, spirits of false signs and lying wonders, every spirit of fear, spirits of drawback and confusion, every spirit of dis-ease, every spirit for the love of money, every proud spirit, every evil jealous spirit, spirit of self-exaltation, yes, and even the spirit of contrariness. We ask and we cry aloud, Father, that you, Heavenly Father, mark our foreheads as we sigh and cry for all the abominations that are done in our nations, God, done in the cities, God, done in our homes, done in the governments, individuals, and hide your watchmen, God. Hide them in this time of judgment on the earth. We stand as watchmen over our families, God. We seek your heart, God, of compassion, that we may possess your compassion for the lost souls and the dead bones that are here on the earth. We seek, oh God, we seek to sow into the hearts your words of spirit and life, that you will give the increase, Father. Help us, Heavenly Father, to minister and build up the old waste, God. Help us to raise up the former desolations, Father. Help us, my God, to the desolations of many generations and repair the waste cities, Father. Lord, we declare and we decree that in the name of Jesus, that you, Satan, shall not sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And you, Satan, shall not ascend above the heights of the clouds. And you, Satan, shall not be like the Most High. But you, Satan, shall be brought down to the hell, to the sides of the pit, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary, that gives us life and victory in you. We love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we serve and worship you alone. Have your way in this sanctuary in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this broadcast. Have your way on this CD. Have your way, God, in this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to talk to you tonight about what God is about to do in the earth. He has been speaking to many in the body of Christ, for judgment begins at the house of the Lord. God has been speaking to many pertaining to integrity. He's been speaking to many about for the love of money, about the spotlight and and taking the reputation away from God, and building upon yourself, building a tower of Nimrod, of Babylon, excuse me, which comes from the spirit of Nimrod. And so God has been speaking to the nation for many, many years now. For, you know, our years are not like the years of God. And God is slow to anger. He's slow to anger. But it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. And God loves us, beloved, but God does judge. There's three types of judgments. There's judgment on the righteous, there's judgment on the unrighteous, and then there's the judgment of all the nations. And the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And truly, this nation, like many nations, are coming under the judgment of the true and living God. You know, when you see the waters rising high, when you see the waters coming down from the clouds like buckets, when you see fires breaking out all over the place, when you hear about earthquakes, when you hear about famines, and you hear about different diseases and how the crops are going bad, that is the judgment of the Lord. And he said that when he is pleased with a man's ways, he'll make even his enemies to be at peace. Well, in America, we will not have peace unless those that are in the beloved, those that are crying out, Lord, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, then will I heal their land. And God is bringing judgment here in America. God is bringing judgment in the churches. Yes, the church is where the spirit of Ananias and Sapphira, those that are lying and cheating and using the name of the Lord. You know, it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that enters into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of the Father. And many are using the name of Jesus, and they want to pimp him, and they want to use him as a genie. But God said, my house should be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And because you've done this, Ichabod is written across your doorsteps. Ichabod is written across the top of your facility that you call the house of worship. That means the glory of God has departed from that house. No longer will you continue to lie to the Holy Ghost and think that you're going to get away. But God sees, and God knows all that you're doing. And God is saying, if you will repent, I will restore unto you all those years and all that the cankerworm has devoured from you, because you have committed abominations unto me. You have decided to go in the way of the world. You have the love of money. You now serve the God of silver and gold. Yes, America serves the God of silver and gold. You're making golden calves. You serve the markets. You serve the malls. You serve your cars, your houses. You serve money, the love of money. Many of you have big churches and big ministries, and you think that you can just continue to have just the riches, but you do not have the presence of the Holy Ghost, because people are dying. People are seeking and hungering and thirsting after righteousness. They're seeking after the true and living God. They want to be delivered. People want to hear what God is saying straight from heaven. And you're giving them manna that is not from on high. You're prophesying, but it's not from the heart of God. It's coming from the heart of those who are false prophets. And God says, woe unto those who prophesy, and it does not come from the heart of God, but it comes from the heart of man out of deceitfulness. Woe unto you. God is bringing judgment to you. God is bringing judgment to you. Don't turn that dial. Don't shut this CD off. Do not close your eyes and heart and ears to this word. You have a stiff neck and a hard heart, but God says, I see your rebellion, and God is going to visit you in the way of judgment. God is going to bring you a way of judgment that you have never seen before until you repent and say, Lord, not my way, but your way. Not my will, but your will be done. God is not playing, beloved. God is saying, for it's time for you to repent and go God's way. You know, many today, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. You know, they want to have all the riches. You know, they want to have all the bling, 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 bling. And they want to have the cars and the airplanes. And they want big mega churches and big people coming in by the numbers. But I'm reminded of Gideon. God said, hey, I don't need a whole bunch of people. I don't need a whole bunch of worthless folks. All I need is quality. People that love me, worship me, and will keep my commandments. And my commandments are not grievous. That's all I need, Gideon. I need quality people. People that are committed. People that have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. People that want to walk in holiness. People that want to reach out for the lost and the dying. People that want to pray and fast and seek my face. People that want to be committed to me. People that want to read my word and be a doer of my word and want to confess my word and possess my word. People that have hid that word that I have given to them in their hearts, and they are going through the process that they might endure hardness as a good soldier. These are the people that I'm looking for in this end time. Yes, I will always have a remnant. Yes, there will always be a remnant until my work is done here in the earth, until the time has come when I shall return to this earth and set up my kingdom and set my feet on the Mount of Olives, and the government shall be upon my shoulders. But in the meantime, in between time, God is saying it's time for you that are in the kingdom of God to get busy and go to work. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. For thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Don't sit around and wait and say, what if this and what if that and why is this? But use the gifts and the love that God has placed in your heart, because now is the time to go forward, beloved. God is not playing. And God is saying to cry out for your loved ones. Cry out for the people. Cry out and stand in the gap and be a watchman in this end time. He is going to mark your forehead. He is going to mark our foreheads. You will not be a part of this judgment that is coming upon the earth. The Bible says that the Lord knows them that are his. How does God know them that are his? He knew us before the foundation of the earth, and he's given us a body thou hast given us for such a time as this, that we might come to this earth and do a work. Yes, the enemy would try to distract us, try to destroy us, and try to hinder us. But Jesus has prayed for us, and whatever God has said, Satan must bow down, because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Satan cannot do no more to you than God allows him to do it. And it's just for a time and just for a season. It's a time of testing. You know, gold must be purified, and you shall come forth as gold, as the gold is heated up. Just like when Joseph was in that prison, he had to go to the baker. He had to meet the baker, you know, and the baker puts an ingredients together, puts it all together, and the baker has to put that stuff together, and it has to go into the oven. It has to be heated up so that it could be made and conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And so when we are going through the fire, we are being conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And God knows just how much more you can take, and he will not put no more on you than you're able to bear, but he will always make a way of escape. So God is taking you through the process, beloved, just to bring you in for such a time as this. He is tearing down the walls. He is tearing down that wall of religious spirits, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He is tearing it down. And everything that is not rooted and grounded in Christ is going to tumble. And God is saying to know him. Know him in his suffering. Know him in the fellowship of his suffering. Know him that he's working in you and through you, and that all things are working together for your good, because he's allowing these things to happen. Why? He's building faith, beloved. He's building faith, the faith of the Son of God, Christ-like faith. He's stretching faith. He's telling us to launch out into the deep. Cast out your nets. Hear his voice and move forward in the kingdom of God, because God is building. He's building and he's tearing down the desolations, and he's building up the old waste cities, and he's bringing in a new wave. He's bringing in soldiers. He's bringing in the new generation, a revolution that's going to break out like wildfire. Oh, hallelujah. I sense the presence of the Lord right now. God is saying that he is bringing in a new generation, a generation that is going to be on fire for him, that's going to love him and do things his way. Yes, and God is allowing this to happen, and he's preparing hearts for judgment. Judgment all over the United States. Judgment in the finances. Judgment in the house of God. Yes, prepare your hearts and seek the Lord, for God is saying judgment is here in the churches. Judgment is here in America. Prepare your heart. Cry out for those that are in your family. Judgment is here in America. Judgment is here in the churches. Cry out and prepare your heart. Cry out for your families. Cry out for your families. Cry out for your families. Cry and seek the Lord for his compassion. Ask God to give you his heart. Ask God that you will be lined up with his perfect will, that you walk in the cloud, that you walk in the pillar of fire. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, that you help us, God. Help us to walk in your likeness, God. Help us to be all that you call us to be before the foundation of the world, God. Yes, Lord, we just stand and we just wait for you, God. If you tell us to sit, we sit. You tell us to stand, we stand. You tell us to go forward, we go forward. Whatever you say, Lord, you are the captain and bishop of our souls. We just thank you for divine order. Yes, Lord. You know it's divine order. God gives divine order. You know, some of you can't even stand order. You have no respect for your pastor. Pastor tells you to do something. Pastor gives you a commandment. Pastor is following Christ as close as they know how and hearing what the voice of the Lord is saying. But no, you want to be rebellious and go your own way. You come into the sanctuary. You come in chewing gum. You come in with thoughts of lust. You come in with thoughts looking for a boyfriend, looking for a girlfriend. Anything but keeping your heart and mind stayed on the Lord. You don't even have the Holy Spirit. You have another type of spirit. It's time that you give your heart to the Lord. Get saved. Give your heart to Jesus Christ today. Ask him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sin, and you shall be saved and you shall be healed. You know, in the time of trouble, we're going to need the healing of God. And God says, if you keep my word hid in your heart and keep my commandment, which is my word, I am the God that healeth thee. He'll keep us from all sickness and diseases. That is his word. In this time, the waters will be blessed. Your bread will be blessed. And you, I tell you what, you go drink some of that water after a flood. You go drink some of that water after a hard rain. And you'll see that water is not even worth drinking, because the seals have been broke loose. We are in the time of judgment. And God is slow to anger. Slow to anger. But you know, he is angry with the wicked every day. And God is saying it's time. It's time for you to repent. Repent of your sins. Give your heart to the Lord. Come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. You have the love of money in your heart. You have the love of the world. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Get your priorities straight. Seek God first and his kingdom, and all these other things will be added unto you. Yes, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, come out from among them. Yes, come out. God is bringing some of you out of many of those dead churches. And those dry bones will live. Those dry bones will live. God is raising you up. And he's been speaking to you. He's been telling you to come out of those dead churches. Those churches that have a form of godliness. Those churches that have a form of godliness. But they deny the power. They have no power. They have no Holy Ghost, true Holy Ghost power. You know, in this end time, there's a false Christ. That's right. There is a false Christ and there's a false Holy Ghost. But the true Holy Ghost, transforms lives. The true Holy Ghost always lifts up Jesus. The true Holy Ghost will have you to repent. The true Holy Ghost will have me to repent. The true Holy Ghost convicts us of sin. The truly Holy Ghost reproves us. The true Holy Ghost helps us not to be jealous over our neighbors. The true Holy Ghost helps us not to be envious over someone. The true Holy Ghost helps us to forgive. The true Holy Ghost helps us to forgive our neighbors, to forgive those who have despitefully used us. The true Holy Ghost transforms us into the image of Jesus Christ. Do you have the true Holy Ghost today? Do you have the power of Christ in you? It's time that you come to the Lord. It's time that you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins. Judgment is in the house of the Lord, and God is saying to come out. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And when the spirit of judgment comes into the area that you live in, when the spirit of judgment comes into your churches that you are in, I will see that mark on your forehead, for you have cried out. You have cried out with compassion for the abominations of the abomination that have taken place in that fellowship, the abomination that has taken place in that city, the abomination that has taken place in your nation. Come out. God is saying it's time to repent. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Seek the Lord and he will hear your prayer. Seek the Lord and he shall hear your cry. Yes, cry out to the Lord. God is saying it's time for you to repent. Repent. Repent and come out. Repent. Repent and come out. Repent, saith the Lord, and I will heal your land. Judgment is in the land. Do you believe this word today? If you believe it, yes or no, it's still going to come to pass, for God is saying judgment is here, and judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Judgment is here in America. Judgment is here in the nations. Judgment is all over this earth. You're going to see wildfires. You're going to see more hurricanes, the whirlwinds. And God said that I'm going to laugh at your calamities when judgment comes. For those of you that have not sought my face, those of you that still continue in your wickedness and still continue in your sin, it's time for you to come out and be separate, saith the Lord. God is saying to repent. Repent, my beloved. Repent and come up higher in me, and I will heal your land. Not my will, but thy will be done. Just say that in your heart. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and forgive me. Forgive me for all that I've said or done that was not like you. And I, Lord Jesus, I will serve you all the days of my life. God, bring me into a higher place in you, and I won't murmur and complain as you take me through the process of developing Christ in me, that I might be a partaker of your divine nature, that I will have this treasure in earthen vessels, God. So take me through the process. Take me through, God. Purify me as pure gold, and I will serve you all the days of my life. If you said that prayer by faith, God has heard your prayer. And that is it, my beloved. That is all that the Lord has given me for this time. May God bless you as you walk with the Lord. For it's time. It's time to come out. It's time to repent. It's time to seek the Lord.